It was a pretty manoeuvre, neatly carried out. Speaking for the 2nd Division of the Southern Army, our first intimation of the attack was at twilight, when the artillery were labouring in deep sand. Most of the escort were trying to help them out, and the main body of the infantry had gone on. A Noah's Ark of elephants, camels and the mixed menagerie of an Indian transport train bubbled and squealed behind the guns, when there appeared from nowhere in particular British infantry, to the extent of 3 companies, who sprang to the heads of the gun horses and brought all to a standstill amid oaths and cheers. "How's that, umpire?" said the major, commanding the attack, and with one voice the drivers and limber gunners answered, "Hout!" while the colonel of artillery sputtered. "All your scouts are charging our main body," said the major. "Your flanks are unprotected for 2 miles. I think we've broken the ranks of this division. And listen, there go the Gorkhas." A weak fire broke from the rear guard more than a mile away and was answered by cheerful howlings. The Gorkhas, who should have swung clear of the 2nd Division, had stepped on its tail in the dark, but drawing off, hastened to reach the next line of attack, which lay almost parallel to us, 5 or 6 miles away. Our column swayed and surged irresolutely. 3 batteries, the divisional ammunition reserve, the baggage, and a section of the hospital and bearer corps. The commandant ruefully promised to report himself cut up to the nearest umpires, and commending his cavalry and all other cavalry to the special care of Eblis, toiled on to resume touch.